Sorry,
you
guys.
Just want to tell me. Yeah, I'm waiting for Grace's metal bottle.
Mm. No, this is all being recorded.
Oh, it's all being recorded.
This is all being recorded. We were just waiting for Grace's metal bottle to bring it up to the microphone.
What's it? Look at ASMR.
Yeah. So Grace, just Jimmy and I were like, all right, we're going to record this special Saturday edition of the podcast top. And then producer Grace took about 19 minutes to put the lid on her metal bottle.
I kept missing the hole.
And then you would have heard Jim go, all right, are we going to do this? I was like, nah, mate, we've been rolling.
I'm just on my phone. Just texting my girlfriend just being like, do you want me to bring home a coffee or anything? I'll just wait for Grace to wrap up here.
You think, how long have you had that ginormous, it's the size of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's huge.
It's almost comically large, I realised. Yeah.
Not almost. It is comically large.
It is comically large. It's massive.
It's the size of two heads.
Yeah,
it's the size
of
my arm.
It is.
I've had it for a couple of weeks.
And it also, I don't know if Jim, if you've noticed this as well. So she's had this for a couple of weeks. I feel like it's constantly empty. Like,
yeah,
do you only half
so much water, it's not even funny.
Do you half fill it?
No, I don't. It's a full litre.
I was gonna say, she constantly is knocking it over, dropping it, hitting it. And like, I don't know, for people listening, Grace is very spooked easily, like a horse. Mm. And what happens is, like, she'll turn at a desk, knock it over, and scream because she's scared herself. And then Nathan and I will be, it's open plan office, we'll be in conversation with someone. Mm. And so we're like, oh, yeah, so how's your week been? And then you'll just hear, Grace, please knock your water bottle over, just for a sound effect.
Sorry, you struggled to knock it over.
It's very full right now. It's very heavy.
And then it does. It brings every conversation within a 30-meter radius to a standstill because you know what it's like? It looks...
You know my other favourite thing?
Yeah.
Grace doesn't know what to do if we're in a conversation. Like if she comes into, like, if we're mid-conversation with someone, she'll just walk up and then she kind of stands a metre away and then she'll walk around to a different position. And then no one's brought her in yet. And then she just sort of then sits down at a desk. This is open plan office. And just stares at us chatting to someone.
Yeah, that's like, when's... unfortunately exactly what
hey,
I do.
Hey, it's me. And then everyone who we're talking to go, do you know this person?
And it's like, but like sometimes the conversation we're having are pointless. Like it'll just be like, what are you doing? What are you up to in your weekend? And it's not like it's a work conversation Grace needs to be a part of.
Well, I don't know.
You know what it's like? It's like when you're like a...
We'll bring you in if you need to be part of
it's
it.
It's like a toddler coming up to their parent and just holding onto their leg. That's what you are, you know? Like the dads or the mums are at the park and they're having a chat and one of the kids just comes over and holds onto the leg.
Just like, I would like to be part of this.
They have no idea what's going on. There is no relevance.
And right now, Grace has pulled her sleeves over her hands like a small child.
It's a baby.
Go back to the swing
it's
set.
What are you doing?
It's a huge water bottle.
If Grace is in a conversation when I get into work, I just walk straight past. I sit down. I'm like, thank God.
Okay,
I don't need to be part of this.
If we're talking about the conversation that I think you're talking about that happened last week, you guys were sitting around my desk. Like, you were surrounding the chair.
I think I was sitting on your desk.
I think you were.
There was a conversation the other day. It was a work conversation.
Yes.
And it was Nathan and I standing chatting to someone about the show. But we had surrounded Grace's desk.
So you wonder why I stand there aimlessly like...
That time you're too polite to ask anyone to move. Yeah. So you just, you stood in different positions. Then you sat at Nate's chair, wheeled that closer to your desk. It was like you were giving it like, hey, someone's going to move.
You're like, I'm not going to ask anybody to move. What I'll do is I'll slide in here. Hope they don't notice.
Shout out to Nat. She works in a team. She's amazing. Yeah. Nat and Nate were in an in-depth conversation. I was watching this happen. And in my head, I go, I'm not telling anyone to move. Grace can use she can use the words and she can tell us to move. Take a big sip out of it. Come on. For those that don't know, Grace has opened the water bottle.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. Did you get parched during this 3-minute chat? Did you?
I did. No, the medication I take makes my mouth so dry.
Oh, Denise.
That's nice.
Ooh, that's a nice plastic drink bottle.
I know. I hate the environment. I want to be better, guys. I do.
Get one of these drink bottles.
Do not get one of those.
Oh, how about this, Nathan? I didn't get it to you. There's this cafe that Nathan and I go to near our house now, and Grace, they use paper tops on their coffee cups, and Nate hates the taste of, like, paper.
Wet
cardboard, paper, yeah.
And like wooden cutlery, all that.
So they have these on the cup, Grace. Nathan, game changer for you.
Yeah.
The other day when I was there, I just drove past to get takeaway coffee. When I was standing there ordering, I noticed that they actually have the old school plastic lids.
Excellent. That's good.
And I asked, I went, oh, hey, can I get one of those?
You asked one. And what they say?
Went, And they, like, it was judgy. It was like,
it was judgy. I'll put up with the judginess, whatever.
And they went, well, they're the old ones. But, I mean, and they're like, we do need to get rid of them. And I was like, well, I'll do a solid for everyone. I'll have one of the plastic
We do
ones.
Need to get rid of them. Just throw them outside.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, yes, get up, get moving. Good people of Australia, jump on board, of course. Welcome to Saturday. We are Jimmy Nath. We are live with you around the country every Saturday, every Sunday, Jim.
Yep.
Until next week.
Except, yeah.
Forgot about that.
Every Saturday is except for next weekend, yeah. We're being forced to take off.
If we had it our way, we'd be on each and every day just continuing to push through, hey? The beast at his radio. We've got to keep the cogs turning somehow, guys.
So if we get up out of this seat, someone will take it.
They quite literally have to force us out of the building. Cancel our passes for a week.
Much like climate activists, we've glued ourselves to the seats.
Absolutely. We're radio activists.
Yeah.
Stop ruining our radio.
We're not leaving till radio's great again.
We splash the blood of former radio hosts on people. Isn't that what they do?
Now you're just being silly. That's Peter as well.
Sorry. Yeah, Peter. Yeah, oh, Peter. Yeah, not the vegans.
I don't think they use real blood either, just for the record.
Was it fake blood?
Yes. Well, I think that goes against what their whole thing is.
To be fair, I thought it was a little ironic.
It's usually just red paint, I believe.
Okay, that's good to know that it's fake then, because I'm like, I wasn't going to bring it up, but I was like, hang on a minute.
It's not, Grace is right. It's not even fake blood. It's just red paint.
Right, okay. Yeah. Right. So Jewel likes to get heaps out of it.
Have you seen blood?
Yeah, but I'm not a Peter activist, so sorry you guys know what's going on. Know what you do on your weekends, I'm just shut.
I know what colour red is in blood and paint. They're different. And they taste different too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Mm. But fake blood in movies, often it's like chocolate sauce or corn syrup.
Tomato sauce.
No.
No?
No. Stop trying to get...
Mate, I'm gonna
figure this out.
I don't know. I had special effects masters in the studio. I'm learning.
I've got a diploma in special effects. Remember?
Oh, that's right, producer Dippy.
Dippy, yeah. Producer Grace, are you like me? Does it? For some reason, I get a lot of that in my TikTok.
A lot of movie stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. The thing I found really interesting was a video about like how ice cubes, because they can't rattle in the background, so they're made out of like jelly and stuff.
Cool. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. So you don't get that on your TikTok, Nath?
No.
What were you getting the other day? Water, something you were saying to us?
Water, something?
Yeah, people thirsty or something. What were you saying on your TikTok? Heaps of people telling you to drink water or something.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look at me like I'm the crazy one, mate. I'm telling a true story you told us.
No, but you, Grace, that, you said, what did you get the other day? Water, something?
Yeah, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Sorry, Jim. I need more than water, something.
Oh, mate, I'll be honest. I didn't listen to your story. It wasn't great. You were like,
I'm not listening to you because we're moving on. On the way for your 7 a.m. Shut up.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, I need you to try your best to keep it together here, mate. Yes. I know it's been a big week for the big fella. If you haven't been listening to the show long term, Nath was the one that discovered Lyft, and it looks like this week Lyft is well and truly gone. It's retired.
It's done.
And speaking of retirements, Nath, probably your favourite tennis player.
My favourite athlete of
favorite
all time.
Athlete. Yeah. Favourite bloke.
Yeah, just all-round human. Favourite human.
Favourite human. Roger Federer, the 20-time Grand Slam champion, will retire from tennis.
That wasn't him. That was obviously producer Grace doing a tennis grunt and pretending to be Roger.
That's a famous impression of Roger Federer.
Yeah.
Can you give us a live one, Grace?
I don't know what Roger Federer sounds like.
No, that's it. And today, Australia, when you get the chance, I wanted you to give us a for Roger.
Yeah. Give us an R for Roger.
Ready, everyone, on the count of three. Let's all do a live one. 3, 2, 1.
Mine was a sad. I tried to do a sad.
No,
one.
No, you're
that was
right.
That was fitting.
Yeah.
That was.
3, 2, 1. Everyone do a sad tennis grunt. 3, 2, 1. That's, I feel like,
and
that's more fitting.
No, that's right. But now, you know, it's, let's not be sad. Let's be happy it happened. So let's do a happy one on the count of three. 3, 2, 1.
Jeez. Oh, I'd love people to just tune in for that. I want to see what's going on this station.
Celebrating, Roger. The 41-year-old released a statement on his social media pages. Nath, I think you'd agree, very, very Roger way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had written a letter
So humble yep, in everything yep. he's ever done. Yeah,
I know.
What, producer Greg?
Writing and printing a letter and then taking a photo of it considered humble?
You don't know Roger.
Okay, sorry. I don't know, to be fair. Roger.
So we'll wind back. Grace doesn't know sports. If you are new to the show, Grace has never been to a game of sport, never watched a game of sport. I know you're probably listening going, how? I don't know, mate. That's just Grace, surely. if you do listen to the show, you're probably not asking how. You go, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Grace, most athletes, they do a press conference. They do a big song and dance. They might do a sit-down interview. For him just to post a letter on his Instagram being like, hey, it's done.
Yeah. Highlights reels, you often see that, all that kind of stuff.
They'll do like something like, hey, guys, I'm going to do a press conference live 2 p.m. tomorrow. Tune in. You're going to love this. So, yes, very, very humble from the GOAT of Nathan. I think I'm agree with you, mate. I think for me, not just tennis, I just think all sports.
Oh, the greatest of all time. Absolute greatest of all time.
Something wrong with the desk.
Oh, I don't know what happened there.
Every time I say GOAT, there's a sound effect. I mean, just a couple of things here. He was world number one for a record 237 consecutive weeks.
Unbelievable.
That's not how many in total. That's just consecutive at one stage. Between 2003, when Federer won his first Wimbledon title at age 21, he would play in 21 out of the next 28 Grand Slam finals.
Wow.
Finals.
21 in a row. That's if
21 out of 28.
That's huge.
I was lucky enough to meet him once. He played at the Brisbane International. I was emceeing this sort of outdoor stage. And how it worked was, it was a stage outside, so it wasn't in. I didn't have a pass to get into the main arena.
Well, you had to do the outdoor stage MC.
I was working there. I was working there, but I couldn't even go. They're like, no, mate, stay outside.
Yeah.
Because at that point, yeah, I think someone had gotten sick, and I had this late call up to MC this event. It's before I even met Nath. And the athletes had the option to come outside and mix with the punters. If they did that, my job was just there to sort of facilitate that, ask them a couple of questions. And Federer was there, and I was like, no chance this bloke, the world number one, greatest tennis player of all time, is coming outside into the public to chat to people. So I was like, I'm not going to get him. And he just walked out with his wife. He had his kids. He just took time. Like, every single person that was there, he took a photo with him. He signed autographs. He came up to me and he's like, so who are you? What do you do? Lovely to meet you. And look, I mean, I met him once. He could have faked the entire thing, but I'll be honest, Nath, you and I spent a lot of time around athletes. I don't think he faked it. I think he was phenomenal. One of the nicest human beings. Even outside of athletes, just one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
Absolutely. And Jim's even gone to the effort of providing a bit of audio from that interview with Roger. That's all he said, which is short and sharp.
It's a man of few words.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And Jim, I love this. An Aussie groom has gotten himself into a little bit of hot water. He's at the reception of his wedding when his new wife caught him sneaky watching the footy on his phone whilst at the wedding. They were sitting. I love it because you and I do this constantly.
I've done it weddings. I was in a bridal party and I was doing it at the front table in the bridal party.
This is so good. It's so us. They were sitting at the bridal table when she looked over to see that he had set up the phone on his lap and would glance down to check score updates in between speeches. Grace, I can see the steam.
This makes me so angry.
I love this even more, Jim. He also later had the phone propped up against the three-tiered wedding cake until it was confiscated by another bridesmaid.
Yeah, look, I don't know if I would have lent it against the wedding cake. I love everything. That's just, you push it too far.
Yeah,
playing with fire.
You are playing with fire there. Have it on your lap.
Just quickly, Grace, can we say about your, can we talk about it?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Okay, so Grace has booked in a date
for my wedding. Yes.
We haven't spoken about the show yet. This happened this week, was it?
I think it was last week. It was while I was sick.
While you were sick. So we had a chance. We did late nights.
You weren't that sick then, were you? Had time to go look at wedding venues, did you?
I just emailed and paid a deposit. Thank you.
Oh, so you check your emails for that.
Hang on, you were
still check your work emails.
Still getting paid, were you?
let's find out. This is a fun game. Let's find out if Grace has booked during the footy season and see if Nath and Jimmy will be watching the footy during Grace's wedding. Grace, drum roll, and then tell us when is your date.
8th of June, 2024.
Footy season.
Oh, you're stuffed. You are stuffed.
Footy season, mate.
Footy season.
I'm not even sneaky watching, Jim. I reckon you and I, we wheel in a projector. Let's get it on one of the back walls.
Look, if you are hoping to get uninvited for this wedding, you're going down a very good path. Because there's no football, no mention of football at my wedding.
There's nothing wrong with a little sneaky watch.
You can't control us.
I know. That's my whole job, my whole life.
This is the thing. Like,
you think the wedding, when you're off, you know, mingling with your other guests, you don't think me and Nathan could be like, mate, did you see that last night? Did you see the score last night?
Let's get that on replay. Let's bring down the beautiful pictures of Grace and Diana. You know, let's get a live stream going up there.
No, you should have had a summer wedding. We were never going to stream the cricket or the basketball. Yeah. But
you're in the middle of the AFL and rugby league season. Like, you've got both.
Unfortunately, winter's a lot cheaper. So if you guys want to fork out the extra money, maybe I can change it.
Well, here's what
I'm happy. I get everything I want. I love a wedding. I get to see my beautiful producer Grace marry the person that she loves, and I get to watch some footy.
Yeah,
I don't think it's any better.
Absolutely. And I promise you, like, we will be quiet at the ceremony. You know what I mean? So when you're doing
the ceremony,
when you're doing vows and everything, we won't go, "Whoa, hey, Jim, did you see that?"
Nice. No, I'm not willing to make that promise.
I'll be honest, I thought it was a stretch that I even said it.
Well, you said be quiet at the ceremony. I'm willing to say I won't watch footy at the ceremony, but I can't not be. I'm going to be like, yeah, that's our girl. You get that marriage. You get it.
Now,
Is that allowed, Grace?
I don't know.
Surely
maybe.
Be allowed at yours. You set the rules, don't you?
Yeah.
They go, are you doing the classic thing now? Pronounce you. Are you married? Do you do that?
I think there are things that legally need to be said. I haven't looked into it yet. But
Is there a bit where you and Diana will kiss?
Hopefully. Yeah. If we make it through the whole ceremony, yeah.
Got rid of that bit.
Can I just yell out and be like, that's hot?
No, you cannot. And will warrant an immediate ejection from the venue.
The celebrant will be saying that, though.
Yeah, that's... Grace, I'm going to need a list of things I can and can't do just in advance.
Here's what I want to ask us, Grace. 13 10 60. I mean, clearly, Jimmy and I, we do this all the time. Not just at weddings. I've done it at lunch with the family. I've done it... My partner hates it when I do it shopping, when we're out shopping, and I'll set it up against, like, the trolley or something, and I'll be watching sneaky... It's not even really sneaky watching, really. It's out in the obvious, watching the footy. 13 10 60. When do you sneaky watch the game? Whatever it is, I know a lot of blokes that they would do it all the time. They'd set it up on their phones, KO on their phones or whatever, and they're watching the game on their phone in locations they're probably not supposed to be watching.
Can I throw it out there, Nath? I'd love to know, because, like, look, footy is, you know, it's such a part of, you know, Australian culture, whether it's, you know, the AFL or the NRL or whatever it is. I'd just love to add on there, is there anyone out there who potentially, you're a massive fan of a footy team? As Grace mentioned before, sometimes you don't really have a choice when your wedding is, you know, the venue could be booked out, you've had to go with a date, maybe your footy team has played on that. Have you set up a live stream? Have you had the, like, have you made
so
a
not
choice?
Even a sneaky watch? You had you had the live game at your wedding.
I'm only talking wedding, though, because
right,
I think,
okay,
like, that's the biggest occasion of your life, and you've gone, I'm watching
all
this.
All right, main question, 13 10 60, where did you sneaky watch the game? Side pot question of, if you got married and it was during a big game, did you have a big live stream going as well?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, just asked a question, 13, 10, 60, people of Australia, where did you sneaky watch the game? This is after an Aussie groom. He's gotten himself into some strife where he decided to sneaky watch the game at his own wedding at the bridal table right next to the bride during speeches. Understandably, she wasn't stoked with that. But also, Jim, this is something that you and I, we do regularly.
Yeah, I was only saying before that I was in a bridal party and I was doing this on the front, in the long table that sits at the front of the room.
Yes.
So never quite fully understand at a wedding, but we'll push on.
Yeah, I feel like you should be intermixed. You know what I mean? Get everyone out. You don't even really sit down, really, do you?
I think we said it before on the show. I'd still love, like, the whole bridal party to have chairs elsewhere in the wedding.
Sure.
So, like, they're just empty chairs. So that way you can still go sit on other tables. Because, like, when you have the long table at the front, you're sort of away from all the fun that's happening at a wedding.
Is it weird to be on a stage while people watch you eat as well?
And then you can't really chat to everyone on the bridal party as well, because it's a long table. You're only really chatting to people that are next to you.
Yeah.
Well, you look out and everyone's on these round tables laughing.
How much round tables are so much more fun than long rectangle tables, aren't they?
Or, like, the long ones that you have at wedding, but people sitting on both sides.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you can talk. The ones at the wedding, it's just one side weirdly spaced out, like a couple of meters away from each other as you look. It's like a Game of Thrones
situation. It's like you're in a job interview with a lot of people. You know what I mean?
I really love this opportunity.
Liv from Melbourne. Hello, Liv. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How you going?
We're good, Liv. Is it you that's sneaky watching the game?
No, I've got two really good friends, Danny and Blake, and they live in New South Wales. So obviously when the NRL was going on, Danny and Blake got married themselves. Mm-hmm. And Blake was sitting as the groom next to his brand new wife. He was sitting at the wedding table watching the NRL, like, on a little tiny phone in front of him, right in front of the cake. Someone managed to get it on video and upload it to TikTok, and it's got over a million views.
Oh.
Not only, guys, that is not even it, right?
Okay.
So they then went to her brother's wedding only a week or two ago, and he did the same thing his brother-in-law's wedding. So, yeah, so that's Danny and Blake for you.
I love this. I wonder if this is the guy that I'm talking about. Yeah, what did his partner say at the wedding when he was?
She's fuming. She's literally like shaking her head, and she's like, "Oh my god!" And when I like saw it, I was just like, "Typical Blake."
Can I ask you, Liv? Was it his footy team, or was it just he's just watching the rugby league?
Look, I get confused with hers and his team, so I'm not 100% sure, but he is a diehard, like, fan, so he would be watching it regardless of whether it was his team or not, but I'm pretty sure it was his team.
Imagine if it wasn't even his team.
So they got married on a Saturday. It's Super Saturday. There's three games in a row. He's just watched it, you know, during the ceremony, afterwards at dinner.
6 hours of rugby league.
Like, babe, this is the best.
Jared from Surfers Paradise. Jared, did you sneaky watch the game?
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're good, mate. You going all right?
Yeah, certainly am. Thank you. And yes, I do sometimes sneaky watch the game.
Okay.
I've got two jobs. So my second job is in hospitality, and two of my main venues is Suncorp Stadium and the Titans home ground here on the Gold Coast.
Okay.
So if I finish my work shift early, I literally just walk into the stadium, sit down, and just watch the rest of the game.
Oh, that is another level of sneaky watching. That's actually watching the game.
It's
the venue.
There, I'm really sneaky. Yeah.
Caitlin, I'd love that. What do you do? I'm not watching the game, bro. You're in the stadium.
What do you do? Well, I break into Suncorp Stadium and I sneakily watch it.
Nobody knows. No. Caitlin from Brizzy, do you sneaky watch the game, Caitlin?
Morning, boys. I don't. However, my groom and several of our bridal party, we had a bridal party of 10. Half of them were boys. Okay. And all but one are massive, massive diehard AFL supporters.
Okay.
Yep. And all but one of those are equally as diehard Brisbane Lions supporters, unfortunately for them. So the boys were sneaky watching all five of them, or not so sneaky because there was five of them, watching the Brisbane Lions game at our wedding reception.
Oh.
There was many an eye roll from all of us girls. Oh. Many eye rolls. May have been a couple of sneaky watches as I'm going. This better be good because you're watching it in our reception.
Oh.
But they were watching it in our reception. It becomes money in the end.
It's not sneaky. It's not sneaky if all five of them are watching it on the one little phone, is it, Caitlin?
Not at all.
Yeah.
They tried.
Yeah.
Give them that. They didn't try very hard, but they tried.
No, it doesn't sound like they tried.
Linda from Bendigo to wrap things up. Linda, did you sneaky watch the game?
Oh, not exactly watch the footy. My family is a diehard motorsport. Crazy about it.
Right, okay.
Little cousin's christening. Me and Dad weren't going to go unless we had Bathurst weekend.
Yeah.
They put up a TV at the back of the room just so we could sit there and watch Bathurst.
At the christening, you had Bathurst on a screen?
Yep.
Was this in a church?
Yes.
That is so good. How many people were watching Bathurst?
Me and my dad.
Just you.
Did you have to face like a different wall, Linda? Like all the action, like the kids getting like whatever it is baptized at the front.
Mum wasn't too happy about it, the Bathurst situation, so we had to face the front, but just turn our heads to watch it.
I just imagine the little kid like being dunked in the water and you hear this.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Please welcome producer Grace for some gossip.
YouTube star Trisha Paytas has announced the birth of her baby girl that she has named Malibu Barbie Paytas.
Oh.
Yes. So.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who this person is.
She's one of those people that's just famous for being around. She's been on YouTube.
What's her name again? I'm
Trisha Paytas. Trisha. You might have heard of her recently because she's been trending across the week after rumours started that she would be giving birth to the reincarnation of Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, I did hear this.
You did hear this,
so
yes.
That's that person.
Yes, right, okay. Because she happened to post that she was 1 centimetre dilated at almost the exact same moment that the Buckingham Palace posted that the Queen was under medical observation. So,
how about this, Nate? As of July 2022, she has roughly 5.15 million subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
And over 1 billion lifetime views on YouTube.
That's insane.
So, what is she? What's
Grace is right.
Thing?
She's a big deal.
Yeah, so, know, she just does videos.
Honestly, I could not even define her for you. Like, she's just one of those people. Okay. She's just in the internet zeitgeist.
Fair enough. Yep.
She did, unfortunately, have to jump online and, acknowledge the rumors.
Okay, first and foremost, I am still very much pregnant. It is September 9th, 2022, and I am still very much pregnant. So here's a story time of how the Queen is not reincarnated as my baby.
So she had to
clarify that.
She has
everybody.
Now obviously had the baby, Malibu Barbie.
And she's named the child Malibu Barbie.
Malibu Barbie, yep.
Is that like a paid partnership thing or?
Couldn't tell you.
Brought to you by Mattel.
Yeah, but like, did she have to?
When's a Barbie movie out?
I think that's out 2023.
This sounds like a paid partnership. Like, has she put up the picture of the baby with a paid partnership ad? Banner on
it? The baby was wearing all pink and stuff, which kind of made sense. Mm. The Barbie movie's out July 2023.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably trying to get in on that, you know what I mean? She's a social media person.
Yeah, no, like, she's just an odd cat, and there is a video.
What makes you think she's an odd cat?
There's a video from ages ago where she was like, I want two kids, and I want to name one Malibu and the other one Barbie. So this has been her plan for a very long time.
Wait, she wants to name one Malibu and the other one Barbie, but hasn't she just named this one Malibu Barbie?
I don't know if she's combined it, or the next one will be Barbie Malibu, or what?
This is a mess.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Saturday morning, live around the country, and Jim, iconic brand Vegemite, get this, they have made a huge change to the famous yellow label of their products. Can I believe this? Vegemite, you may have already seen, have launched its six-part Mighty Meals range with new yellow labels, and each label has the name of a meal on it instead of the classic word Vegemite. It also has a QR code to scan for the recipe. Now, this is to celebrate Vegemite, apparently, Jim, being used as a secret, secret ingredient in a lot of different meals, which is why they've changed the label. And now, instead of Vegemite, it just says the name of different things on the front of the Vegemite from now on. So you've got on there, you've got bolognese, nachos, stir fry, pizza and pho so far, potentially more coming through. Have you ever heard of Vegemite being used as a sacred ingredient?
No, I haven't. But, you know, people are weird, so.
Well, apparently a lot of people are doing it. For Vegemite to go to the lengths to change their label, like, it must be.
Or is it just a bit, Nath? Are they just looking for free publicity?
Well,
do they go, if we change the labels, some stupid radio show will talk about
it. That National Weekend Reggae show, battle for content day in, day out, and hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Jimmy and Nath will chat about this.
Well, you know what? If that's the case, Marmite we also love, and Kraft peanut butter. We love you too. So. There you go.
And bees, we love honey.
Oh, how good's Capilano? Absolutely, mate. Get the brands out there, you know what I mean? Just to show that this is not a paid thing. But look, I wanted to talk secret ingredients. 131060, straight, jump on the phones. What's your secret ingredient? Shh, it's a secret. And here's the thing. I don't want you to feel like if you jump on and you tell everybody your secret ingredient, you know, that we're going to spoil it. So we won't actually say what your ingredient is. We'll just talk to you about it. We'll know. We'll talk off air about what it is. But then on air, we can talk about the secret ingredient, if that makes sense. So it doesn't ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, you unless you really want to share your secret, we'll keep it a secret. Yeah. Because a secret isn't a secret unless it's a secret.
You're so right, Jim. And then we could ruin that secret allure for everybody. I mean, you're
my... Yeah,
Sorry, what were you
saying?
No,
you go. No, you go.
No, you go, mate. You go.
I was going to say the same thing again. I'd be like, yeah, so tell us your secret. Oh,
you're just going to repeat
but
the thing again.
But you say it, then I say it. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if you had any more questions.
I should have really just gone, mate.
You should have. Now we're here.
I was going to ask, because your mum is a chef. I just thought this might be something that you'd be passionate about. Does your mum have any secret ingredients? Is there anything that she would use?
I hate to do this to you, Nate, but no, mum doesn't have.
Cool, man.
I actually, oh yeah.
13, 10, 60. If you're more interested than Jimmy.
Well, it's not me. More interesting than Jimmy. It's nothing to do with me, mate. Mum, I asked Mum. I went once, like, you know, you're a chef. Has Nan passed something down? Or have you discovered something in your journey, you know, like, that you add to it? My nan's dishes are pretty much as is.
My nan uses honey a lot. Honey's a big one that she uses. She puts it in stuff. And
it needs to be in something. You can't. Nan, what's your secret ingredient? Honey, what do you use it in? Nanya.
But then it's not a secret. I've spoiled it anyway. Vegetables, she would use it. She would use honey and vegetables a lot as well. And also, I mean, Producer Grace, do your parents have any secret ingredients?
No, don't go to Grace. What? Talking to you still.
I just wanted somebody to have one.
No, I don't think honey on veggies is a secret. Because I think when you put honey on carrots or veggies, you instantly know. Oh, that's honey. No, I think the secret ingredient is going to be, because I think with like all those things you mentioned for Vegemite, the thing about Vegemite is, right, it's a very overpowering taste. Mm. I wouldn't want to have Vegemite in anything where it suddenly overpowers the rest of the dish, right? So what are some of the things that it's on in the jars?
Well, there's heaps on there. So you've got pizza, nachos, bolognese, stir fry.
Pizza and nachos, I don't want to be hooking into a pizza, meat lovers, and all I can taste is Vegemite. I don't want to be hooking into a nachos and suddenly all I can taste is Vegemite. So I'm guessing with the secret ingredient, it's just a tiny little bit that you don't even know it's there. But that's what I think a secret ingredient is.
But you're right, though. It must make some sort of difference, doesn't it? It must make some sort of difference to the taste.
I mean, unless I'm the idiot, which is usually the case, and people just love Vegemite so much that they just make a nachos, they get a spoon, and slap it on top of the nachos and go,
people love this. I mean, Producer Grace, secret ingredients, do you have any?
Yeah, my mum makes a really good guacamole, and her secret ingredient is a little bit of taco seasoning.
Oh, a little bit of taco seasoning within the guacamole. Mate, can you taste it? Can you taste it or not
really?
Yeah, it just
tastes real, like, taco-y.
Yeah, no, I think that's the key, though.
Don't like it. Sorry.
Jimmy wants to know every ingredient in every single meal. Nothing secret.
Mate, it's taco seasoning. It says it in the name. Taco seasoning. Not guacamole. Jeez. There is guacamole seasoning. Mate, you got a chef's son involved. What did you think was going to happen here? I don't know. I like fun things and stuff.
13, 10, 60, Australia. Maybe you can get involved here. What's your secret ingredient?
I can't be any more involved. I'm completely involved here. I'm just not a fan. That's the difference.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We've just asked a question. 13, 10, 60. What's your secret ingredient? Shh. What's the secret ingredient?
What's your secret ingredient?
What is that, guys? Shh. This is after Vegemite. They've changed their Aussie brand Vegemite label, like their classic iconic yellow label. Instead of where it says Vegemite now, it says all these different meals that you can use Vegemite in as a secret ingredient. Bolognese, nachos, stir fry, pizza, pho. So we thought we'd throw it out to the phones. Secret ingredients discuss. Shauna from Coffs Harbour. Now, this is the thing. Shauna, your first cab off the rank here. If you don't want to spoil what the secret ingredient is, we know what it is off air, but would you like to tell the country what it is, Shauna?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't mind.
Okay, what is it, Shauna? What's your secret ingredient?
So mine actually is Vegemite, and I was taught to use that in veggie soup by my mum, who was taught by my nan, but it's basically used in place of like a stock.
Right.
Okay, and I mean, my issue with this, Sean, when we were discussing it earlier, is that I'm worried that, you know, the Vegemite overpowers whatever the dish is. Can you taste it?
Well, I mean, I think because I'm used to it, I actually really like the taste, but I'm not like a huge Vegemite fan. Like, I don't really eat Vegemite in anything else. I do like it sometimes, but mostly just probably on occasion on toast, but otherwise I just use it in my veggie soup. That's pretty much all I use it for.
Shauna, have you ever given it to anybody else and they've gone, oh, there's a bit of, is it Vegemite in this, and confused them?
So some people have tasted it and they're like, oh yeah, I can kind of taste the Vegemite, but everybody that tastes it does love it. So
right,
yeah.
Okay. Are they a successful
adding of the Vegemite to a existing dish?
I mean, you don't want all these people to go, no, it's not really a good secret ingredient if everyone hates it, really, in there, is it?
No, I feel like if you give stuff to your friends, you go, hey, I've tried this, you know what I mean? Your friends go, oh yeah.
Oh, they don't want to let you down. Yeah, fair enough.
Lovely.
I'll put more in, you know, get rid of the tea.
So this is Vegemite on top of my nachos. No, I usually use sour cream and guacamole, but that's interesting.
Each to their own. I love trying new things.
I see what you've done there, yeah.
Emma from Seymour. Em, have you got a secret ingredient?
Yeah, I do. It's Vegemite as well.
Oh, okay. This is
huge. What do you use it in? What are you using it in?
Well, we make sausage rolls. We put Vegemite in our sausage rolls along with Weet-Bix and apple.
Sorry? With Weet-Bix and apple? How is there room for, like, meat?
There's lots of room. We make lots.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, can you taste these flavours? What do you sell? Is it
not
you sell
at all.
Them as a, okay, you sell them as a classic sausage roll.
Yeah, well, we've been making them since we were kids. So, it's I don't know. And I tell people that it's in there. They go, BS. But there's definitely... Right. Apple, Vegemite and Weet-Bix in our sausage rolls. I suppose the Weet-Bix are in place of the breadcrumbs, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so
interested.
I'm not going to lie, I'd love to taste it. You've got me hook, line and sinker. You've got Weet-Bix and Vegemite, two of the most classic Australian things. Throw in some apples in there as well. I'm like, what?
Yeah, this is,
delicious.
I mean, so the
thing... And there's like mixed herbs and garlic and stuff in there too.
Jeez. So Emma, I mean, the feedback from people when they when they eat the food, what do they say? Can they taste the stuff or no?
No, not at all.
Right.
Oh, okay. So this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, right. This is what I'm talking about.
This is a real secret.
Like if I had a sausage roll and someone goes to me, hey Jim, just letting you know, I've put apple, Vegemite and Weet-Bix, my mind would be blown. We have to come to your house. We have to organise this somehow. Grace, get Emma's details. I need to try this family recipe.
Yeah, we're coming over, Emma, and we're gonna try that.
Deal.
And then we're gonna eat it. We go, no, it's not in there. No, it's not.
I'll bite into it and go, do I taste Vegemite, Weet-Bix and apple?
Peter from Cairns, you got a secret ingredient, Pete?
Yes, I have.
What is it, Pete? Do you want to tell us or do you want to keep it a secret?
No, I'll tell you. It's fish sauce.
Fish sauce. Okay. Mm. In what, Pete?
I marinate chicken wings with it, with brown sugar, that's it, and then deep fry them.
Fish sauce on chicken?
Right. Yeah, chicken wings.
Right.
Chicken.
Okay.
So chicken wings with fish sauce, brown sugar, and how long are you marinating them for, Pete?
Oh, probably 4 or 5 hours.
Yep. And then in the deep fryer.
Oh, what I do is I just roll them in a bit of that really fine rice flour and then deep fry them.
Right. Okay. Now, same question, Pete. When you feed this to people outside yourself, do they go, oh, Pete, I tell you what, that fish sauce has really made the chicken wing pop?
You don't tell them it's got fish sauce in there. They don't even know.
They don't even
know. I love that.
But they
that
like it.
That is a secret ingredient.
But
you know
they like
you don't
it.
Even tell them.
I know.
Even tell them.
Well, all right. Yeah. So we got to get to Seymour to try Emma's apple and Weet-Bix sausage rolls. And Pete, would you have us up in Cairns for some of your fish sauce chicken wings?
Yeah, I'd do that for you.
Yeah, Jimmy's shaking his head. We're not going back. Okay.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, the Queen's funeral will be held at London's Westminster Abbey on Monday. Britain's longest reigning monarch served as queen for 70 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, until she died at her Balmoral home on September 9, aged 96. Her death has sparked an outpouring of grief all over the world, but some people have also highlighted the UK's colonial past, including Indigenous Australians who say that they're not going to be mourning the Queen's death. But I thought we should still tell people out there who want to watch it or celebrate it, whatever you,
Well, I mean, producer guys, you and I, we were just watching on the TV before. There's a lineup for like 20 hours for people in the UK.
This thing called the queue. People are literally lining up. I think it was at 19.5 hours when we last looked at it, just to see the Queen's coffin. But you can't leave. You can't like have someone hold the line for you. Like
no
you literally
outs.
Have to. Yeah, no pass outs. You have to stand there for 19 hours.
I love that it's called The Queue. It sounds like a new like reality TV challenge show, don't you reckon?
Yes, I would watch that, actually.
Auditioning for The Queue.
Well, this morning, Grace is going, have you seen The Cube? And I thought you said The Cube. And I was like, with Andy Lee, that was all right.
Andy Lee's The Cube, yeah.
So you're probably thinking, team, hey, Jim, when will it be held and where can I watch it?
Hey, Jim, where will it be held and where can I watch it?
Boom, well done, team. So the funeral service will be held on Monday, September 19th. That's this Monday, 11 a.m. local time. So that means Monday night here in Australia. So for New South Wales, Vic, Queensland, ACT, Tassie, the funeral will start at 8 p.m. Our friends in the Northern Territory and South Australia will begin at 7:30, and our friends over in WA will start at 6 p.m.
Right.
So I did some research yesterday. ABC News will be broadcasting the funeral live from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ABC TV and ABC iView. Channel 9 will also be broadcasting the funeral live. Seven's yet to announce coverage plans. They've hooked us.
It's after the tenors.
Hey, do you want to watch the Queen's funeral? Might be here. Might not.
It might not. Who knows? Stick around. Yeah.
Stick around. Only 10 appears to be just running usual programming. They're just like, nah, not for us. We'll pass.
Yeah. Okay. What? Well, they've got to have him paying attention, don't they?
If you want to see Sam Pang's thoughts on it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being a part of the family.
Nate, new research published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships indicates that the answer to maintaining the sexual desire for our partner over time lies in the self-expansion theory.
Right, okay.
Yes, okay. So there's two concepts in this self-expansion theory, closeness and otherness. Mm-hmm. You're probably thinking, Jim, what does that mean?
Jim, what the hell does that mean? Sorry, I threw a hell in there just because I really want
to
know.
You can, mate. You're allowed to ask a question. Closeness is defined as feeling connected to your partner, taking on their aspects as your own. So doing the things that they do. So if your partner's into going to work out and you're not, you should start going to work out with them.
Oh, doing things together. Closeness. That kind of, great. Yes. Okay, yep, love that.
Not just doing things together, doing things that your partner loves.
Right,
both ways.
Okay, yeah.
So not you both hate going for walks and you go, well, let's try this. Yeah, no one's enjoying
okay,
it.
Yeah. You both, okay, so doing something that your partner loves to try and understand how they yes. feel around. I love you're that. Great.
Bringing closer to them. The sure. other one is otherness. It's the feeling that you are learning new or unique things about your partner. So maybe you don't really know what your partner does. You mean go to their workplace, go see, experience things that they do. Probably yeah. check with them first.
Mate,
don't just rock up.
Don't just rock up because I've got in trouble for my partner. I've told you this story before where I rocked up to my partner's work and she didn't know and I got up and I was like, oh, can I check around the office? Her CEO walks out and his name's Dave. I'm like, Dave-o! I gave him a big hug and stuff and Meg was mortified. So,
your partner, I know when your partner's mad, Nath, because Meg then called me and she goes, Jimmy, can you make sure Nath, A, doesn't just come in here and B, doesn't call my CEO Dave-o?
But babe, I was trying to experience closeness, you know. Jimmy brought it to the show.
Otherness, sorry. Yeah, that's otherness.
Otherness, my apologies.
You're learning unique things about your partner.
I'll have to do it again then, yeah, and make sure it's otherness. Mm.
Now, look, all this, you know, talks of love, Nathan, and feeling, you know, closer to your partner, it got me thinking there's only one lady that we could possibly get on this show to chat about love.
Nanny Lynn, Nanny Lynn.
Oh, hi, Australia. This is Nanny Lynn.
It's Nanny Lynn's Love Line.
If you need some love advice, you've come to the right nanny.
Nanny Lynn's Love Line.
Welcome to Nanny Lynn's Love Line.
Oh, Nanny Lynn, welcome to the show. We got you there, Nan. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we're good, Nanny. Are you going all right? You having a good morning?
Yes, lovely morning.
Yeah, have you had your brekkie yet, Nan?
Had my breakfast, yes.
Yeah, what'd you have for brekkie this morning, Nanny?
Crumpets.
Crumpets.
Crumpets. She what did you it. Have on the crumpets, Nanny?
I had cheese spread on one and just honey on the other.
Love honey on
couple
a crumpet.
A couple of secret ingredients there. cheese spread and honey.
Now, Nanny Lynn, I'm going to tell you a true story. Now, Nath doesn't know this, but yesterday I was hanging out with Eggs Benny. Now, if you listen to the show, you might. He was filling in last week for producer Grace while she's been sick. Now, Eggs Benny's been doing a little national afternoon shift. So I popped on his show and he asked me what's coming up on the weekend show. Now, I said that Nanny Lynn is back on the show and giving love advice. That's all I said. People started calling Eggs Benny to try and get you then and there. They were that excited for this, Nanny Lynn. People love you.
What do you think, Nanny, because the thing is, I mean, the reason we get you on, the way this works, 131060 Australia, you jump on the phones right now. Do you need some love advice from Nanny Lynn? Because, Nanny, remind us how long you've been married to Poppy for?
59 years, 60 years in March.
60 years next March. This lady knows how to love, and that's why she gives away this advice, this invaluable advice to the good people of Australia. If you do need some advice, jump on the phones for anything, you know.
Just, maybe, yeah.
If you're single, if you're in a relationship, you want to know how to spark it up, yeah. Nanny knows this stuff.
Nanny's done it all. She's been single. First dates, you know what I mean? A year in. You want advice for the wedding. Whatever it is, Nanny Lynn's got you covered, guys.
Although I think she might have met Poppy when she was like 16, 17.
Let's not get into it now. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it.
Nanny, don't worry about it. Now, Nanny, I did want to ask you as well. I mean, Jim just spoke about the fact that Australia loves talking to you, getting some love advice. Has anyone stopped you on the street, Nanny, and asked you for some love advice after hearing on the show?
No.
Not at bowls or anything? No one's come up to you and gone...
No, I'm incognito.
Incognito. She goes. Okay. She goes out in a big hat and sunglasses.
Yeah.
I can't get paparazzied.
No photos, Nanny. Is that right? You don't like being on the front page of the Telegraph.
No.
No, right.
She does it for you, Australia.
What did you say, Nanny?
I said a mask is good now. It hides your disguise.
Oh, there you go. So she wears a mask.
Still COVID safe. It's good.
Okay. All right, Australia, you jump on the phones right now. Nanny's going to give out some love advice. This is where you call the show for any kind of advice. If you're in a relationship, if you're single, you want to know how to spark it up, Nanny is the absolute queen of offering this advice. As we said, she's been married to Poppy for 60 years. And if you want some advice, jump on the phones right now. 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Welcome to Saturday morning, and also welcome to Nanny Lynn's Love Line.
Nanny Lynn, Nanny Lynn.
Oh, hi Australia, this is Nanny Lynn.
It's Nanny Lynn's Love Line.
If you need some love advice, you've come to the right nanny.
Nanny Lynn's Love Line.
Welcome to Nanny Lynn's Love Line.
Yeah, Jim, we absolutely love this. My dear Nanny, she's been married to Poppy for almost 60 years. She knows everything there needs to know about love, and she likes to help Australia by providing perfect love line advice to them in whatever relationship situation they've got. Nanny Lynn's still on the phone. Hey, Nanny, we still got you there?
Yes, I'm still here, darling.
All right, Nanny, are you ready to embody some of that advice for the good people of Australia once again?
Go on.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to the Tweed. Is it Leah? Leah, we got you there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Leah, you're on with Nanny Lynn. What would you like to say to her?
Hi, Nanny Lynn. How are you?
Good, thanks, Leah. And you, darling?
Oh, good, thanks. Hey, I just wanted to say it's my sixth wedding anniversary today, which I actually just forgot. Thanks. Well, the problem is my husband's still asleep. My daughter just reminded me of it, so I'm ducking out really quickly to grab him a gift, and I have no idea what to get him.
Ooh, what do you think, Nanny? What gift?
Oh, right. Well, 16. Well, why don't you buy him a nice shirt or a pair of pants and then go out for lunch somewhere nice for your anniversary?
Oh, that's nice, Leah. Do you hear that? So a nice shirt and some pants and a lunch. What, do you think you'd like that, Leah?
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Yeah. Have you ever bought some pants and shirts for Poppy before, Nan?
Of course, all the time.
Yeah, and how does he receive them? Is he pretty stoked afterwards? It sparks things up?
Oh, yeah. Puts them on straight away.
Puts them on straight away. There you go. Well,
yeah.
Nanny, let me ask you this, right? So, Leah, 6 years you guys have been together, yes?
Yes, correct.
So, Nanny, do you think if he likes the shirt and the pants enough, they might also come off later on, if you know what I mean, Nanny?
Well, they've got a daughter. Did you just say a girl, your daughter?
I've got three kids, actually. I've got a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 1-year-old. So it's a bit different.
Yeah, those pants are staying on.
Okay, I think you need to keep them on.
Thank you, Leah. the advice, keep your pants on. Liam from Brizzy. Hello, Liam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're good, mate. You're on the line with Nanny Lynn. What would you like to say to her?
Nanny Lynn, I have a question. I'm only 7 weeks into my marriage, so I'm a newlywed myself. I just want to know how to keep the relationship spicy, how to keep everything happy, and how to stay in love.
I'm sorry, darling. You said you broke up.
How to keep it spicy, Nan? How to keep the relationship spicy? He's been married for 7 weeks.
How to stay in love.
Oh, my goodness. For 7 weeks, you shouldn't even be thinking about that. 7 weeks.
So you're saying that...
17 years.
27. Sorry, Liam, do you mean right now, or are you like talking into the future?
I'm talking 10, 15, 20 years.
Right, yeah, okay. So, yeah. Nanny, this
so
is
7 weeks in, Nanny Lynn, and, but he's thinking down the line. How does it? Not right now.
Sorry, Liam.
Yeah, miscommunication.
Okay, so in the future, Nanny, not now. I know, obviously, we got some feedback for you there, Liam. Sure, ready to be spicy. Okay, so, Nanny, this is in the future. So take yourself back to when you and Poppy, I know you're almost at 60 years now, but when you were married for, say, 20, like what kind of things did you do, Nanny?
I think the most important thing is to do things spontaneous. Don't plan everything out. Just go with the flow. You feel like just going out to ride a horse and go to the place. Get up in the morning and say, hey, let's do this and do it.
Go out to ride a horse. Okay, I love that.
Australia. Okay. Yeah. If you're listening this morning and you're like, how do we spice things up? Go ride a horse.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nate are on in the land down under.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
During the show, the boys have thunder.
Yeah.
Can you dial, can you call the number? They want to know.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, Jim, we are live around this beautiful country of ours, but here's the catch. Our bosses of the station, they never told us where we're broadcasting to, which is why we give this power to the good people of Australia who answer the question 131060, where the bloody hell are you guys and why do you love it? That's what this is all about.
And hopefully one year we can finally travel and see some of these places.
I think we've got it penciled in for 2026. All right, we're just... collating all the places.
2030, I reckon we might be able to get it.
Oh, new millennia, new me. Oscar, hello, Oscar. Welcome to the show. We got you there.
Good morning.
Oscar, where the bloody hell are you?
I am from Broken River, Yangala National Park. It's about 85 kilometres west of Mackay and is known as being the best place in the world to spot the platypus in nature.
Wow. Okay. So Broken River, near Broken River, and it's the best place in the world to spot the platypus, you reckon?
In nature it is, yeah, because we 100% guarantee in dusk and dawn, when you come up here, you see a platypus, not only one, multiple, five, three, four, five. And even now we're coming towards the end of mating season. Even throughout the day, we guarantee about 95% that you spot platypuses in the river system.
It's
absolutely fantastic. And there's a little campground there next to the river system, sort of pretty much you can put up your chair, have your happy hour drink, and watch your platypuses swimming up and down in front of you.
Wow. I mean, that's a big guarantee. 100%, and then it only drops to 95% to see a platypus. This is huge. Okay, Oscar, we are 2030. Yeah. I promise you, we will get
Oscar,
out of there.
That is something that we definitely want to do.
Absolutely.
Pull up a chair, happy hour, watch some platypuses.
Oh, imagine that, having a pino and a platypus. How good is that? To sit there, feet up. How good?
A
platypino. Oh, yeah. A plat, pino, and a platter.
A plat, pino, and a platter. You must be a Broken River.
It's the only place you could be.
It's the only place you could be.
Hello, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning,
Deb. Where the bloody hell are you?
Well, I'm listening from Caboolture in Queensland, and we're sort of a little bit known for this is where Keith Urban went to school.
Wow. Okay. One of the greatest ever country music superstars, Keith Urban in Caboolture.
That's it. Technically, he was born in New Zealand, but he moved here to the beautiful Queensland when he was two and came to Caboolture and did high school here.
Right. Okay.
And, Yeah, he was sort of given a ukulele when he was like around 4 year old, and then when he got to about six, he started guitar. And his parents loved country music. It's a little bit big out here, out this way. And yeah, he started winning all these competitions with his guitar, and then started. He left school at about 15, and then started around all the pubs and started winning heaps of music talent competitions, and that's what started him.
Oh, amazing.
Does anyone you know Keith personally, Deb?
Unfortunately, no.
Does he ever get back there, Deb? Has he been out there since?
I think he has. Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine going to Caboolture, having to putting your feet up, have a bourbon with some urban.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
This is where we wrap it up.
Actually, if you can, Nath, can you just kill the music?
I can kill everything, mate, if you want. What do you want, mate? It's gone.
Look, I haven't... apologies, Trey. I haven't told producer Grace or Nath I was doing this. And mm-hmm. And I ummed and ahed about it, and I forgot about it. And then I was like, I don't know, something just told me then. I was like, I should do it. And apologies to all the other radio announcers around Australia waiting for us to wrap up. But I just want to give a shout-out to a bloke by the name of Michael Townsend, who sadly passed away this week in Gundawindi, where I grew up. He was a very close friend of me, of my mum and dad, and honestly, just one of the best blokes I've ever met in my entire life. He would always come around with his wife, Jenny, to my parents' place to check in on my mum and dad, just to see how they were doing, to have a cup of tea or have a beer. My pop was out there as well, and Michael was always there to, you know, check in on pop. And he had a cancer battle for a long time. And even, you know, when I saw him, he was just chipper about it. You know what I mean? Like, just honestly, like I never saw the bloke, you know, crack. Like, he's just the nicest bloke. And, you know, I know it's a cliche, but it's, you know, the good ones go too soon. And I know that, you know, it will rock a town like Gundy as well. Cause you know, he was a builder, you know, everyone knew him. He's just a top man. A great story I'd love to share only recently. I mean, Nathan and I have been emceeing Parramatta Eels games, and shared it to my mum because she told me this last night. We were sort of sharing stories on the phone, and mum gets things wrong. Yeah, but Nathan, mum loves having it.
She
know,
does.
A crack.
She does. She does.
And so she goes, Michael, you know, he loves the Parramatta Eels. And so we had all this merch from them, Nath. And mum goes, can I take it back for Michael? And I went, oh, of course. Like, you know, he's been on this long cancer. I said, mum, take it all, take it back to Michael. And she goes, yeah, he loved the Parramatta Eels. And in my head, I was going, did he love the Parramatta Eels?
He just wants some merch. Yeah.
So mum goes to hospital with this bag full of Parramatta Eels gear. And she goes, Michael, you know, I know you don't have long left, but, you know, here's all this Parramatta stuff. And he goes, oh, Sue, you're such a lovely lady. You've gone to Sydney and you've got all this stuff. And just, I support the Bulldogs.
That's so wrong.
But he's like, no, I can. Do you want me to put it on? I'll put the cap on. And do we need to send someone a photo to say thanks for
he
this?
Thought, he thought he was doing a favour for somebody by putting
for someone
this on.
Else. And that's, love that. And look, that's the type of bloke he was. He just cared about everyone else. And
massive round of applause, eh?
Sadly taken too soon from this world. And I just, yeah, I'd love to dedicate this show to Michael Townsend. Absolutely love you, mate. And yeah, you're someone we'll miss.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.